Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say? Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Mina retweeted, she tweeted out a video of her little girl saying that, and I just retweeted it at TNT Radio Empire. Cutest thing. That lady.
That lady.
Produces a cute kid there.
That's no lady.
Couple emails. Actually, a lot. And some people seem to appreciate us dispensing doctor information.
Well, we let the doctor do that.
We accept it and move on.
There are among the five of us, when Nick gets in here, and that really didn't raise the bar at all, there's no doctorates. And not one of us has a medical degree or even took a medical class.
Yeah. We've been to the doctor.
Yep.
Because we trust them.
And they say, stop doing that.
And sometimes we do.
Yeah. We know they're right.
We do.
But we sometimes do. Right.
It's not that we think they're wrong.
We've been called out any number of times, and I'm going to address the elephant in the room at the risk of
there's an elephant in there?
Jeopardizing our friendship with Larry the Cable Guy, who is spreading some really bad information.
Horrible information.
Had to mute that guy because I'm just disappointed. He's not a dumb guy. And he's just spreading bad information.
Yep.
And I hate to see it. And he has 500,000 Twitter followers who are chiming right in.
Yep. It's sad. It's sad.
Philip on the email, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is a question for Doc. Would wearing an ass hat make the anal temperature read higher?
That's a legitimate question.
Well, it's a question.
More importantly
than that,
is cheese or ass a hat?
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do, John.
We are certainly aware of any number of ass hats, and we all know that cheese is a hat.
Right.
Jonathan writes, another listener from the T95 area.
Thank you, T95, our home in Wichita. Been there about 12 years now.
That El Dorado guy is an ass hat. Dr. Mina is well informed. She's one of my favorite parts of the show every week, especially during pandemic times.
Right.
Also, in regards to avoiding the virus baby boom, my wife and I are taking our own measures to make sure we won't be part of that by dabbling in lots of backdoor play. It's been a refreshing sexual renaissance for us.
That's nice.
So maybe people are trying new things.
Can he walk? Okay.
Well, he didn't specify.
No, he didn't. I'm thinking, of course, you could do it year round and not get pregnant.
I hope she reciprocates.
Well, I get it. Like, hey, honey, you know, they say the condom shortage is out there, and we don't want to get pregnant, so...
I need a hole.
Let's try this.
All right.
I guess this is safe.
Yes. Three holes, no waiting.
Well, one of them you got to wait for.
I keep hearing about three holes.
So don't put holes in your condom. Was that a fake video I saw? What even video? Is it still shot selling a mask with a straw hole?
Oh, I'm sure that
I want to say that was onion, but it wasn't onion. It was another piece.
I don't know if
would
that
make any sense.
I don't know if they were selling. I saw one, but
I guess if the straw is continuously in your mouth and in your drink.
Yeah, but there'd also need to be some sort of seal around the straw.
You're coughing into the straw and then you're blowing bubbles in your chocolate milk.
Yeah, you can't create any kind of an opening.
No.
No.
because germs are microscopic.
I'm sure that guy, his wife guy, I'm sure that guy's wife appreciates him telling the world that she's taking it from behind during the pandemic.
Well, it might be him. She might. He might be asking for a peg.
Yeah, but they're not getting pregnant that way.
They aren't.
Yeah. No.
I hope they send a Christmas letter to all their family.
Any of those ways.
Yeah. Right. There's been zero pregnancies caused by pegging.
That's right.
Yeah, but even pre-pandemic.
There's no pegging babies out there.
Right. I hope they send like a Christmas update to all their family. This year, we've explored some new areas.
I like the term sexual renaissance. Yeah.
I like that.
I'm sure there are people who may be experimenting.
First of all, I want you to do that. I just really want you to, if you're of the age where you're still going to knock up your wife and you don't want to get pregnant, just pull her into the room today and say, listen, you know, we don't really need a baby, so bend over.
Yeah.
But stop. Yeah.
How would you like to start a sexual renaissance?
You would say, I was at the store. There's plenty of condoms, dude. Well, that's me saying that then. That's weird.
Yeah, but we need to save those for the single folks.
I know.
Out there
I'm telling you, there's a lot of spinning, but I'm thinking you're still going to come out mainly. And now, exit only.
You know how you hate that pill?
Yeah. Try this.
Yeah, but then she spins it around and says, you know, I hear they're doing elective surgeries again, vasectomies.
Vasectomies. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might want a kid in the future.
True.
You just don't want one now.
60% mm-hmm. of the principal players on this show have been neutered.
That's right. My wife can't. She's been neutered too, but
No.
She
that's
can't
just
have a baby, so the butt stuff ain't gonna
that's
fly.
That's just Nick. You and I, Todd, we just had vasectomies.
Right.
Nick was the one that went full neutering.
Right. Yeah.
According to his wife.
Why'd you go that route?
Because he didn't like his balls.
You gotta make sure.
You can keep the scrotum intact. sever the vas deferens.
Now
some things you find out too late.
That's normal procedure.
Were you angry at your testicles? What I mean?
Or was she angry at them?
Well,
it was a combination.
All right. I would understand why she'd be angry at him.
They've caused some pain.
Who else said Jerry Stiller, Craig?
Some of the other 161 players that had Jerry Stiller. And we're moving towards the end of the list.
I know. I saw that. Good, because somebody's going to kick soon. And you'll have another big list.
Well,
sure.
But we go through it.
Who's the big one left? Like, who's the 500 to 600? We lost
Trebek.
A bunch of those recently. Oh,
I bet it's Trebek.
Yeah.
He's one of them. But there's others.
Is there other ones?
No, I think
there's got to be.
Since we lost... Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, right.
I think Trebek's right there at the top of the list.
Yeah. Who is the Zsa Zsa Gabor of 2020?
Well, it's Trebek, but who's two or three? I don't remember ones.
Okay. Olivia de Havilland, maybe.
Okay, but even then, probably not hundreds, right? Because people forget about old age.
I don't know why.
It's the sickness thing. Yeah, and she's
over 100 and in Gone with the Wind.
She's a grown woman in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
1936.
My dad
was two.
A lot of the previous Deadpool champions.
He's 86 now.
Are cancer chasers.
Oh, I remember this one. John Lewis. Because remember, he announced
right
before the end of the year, stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
That's right. Civil rights leader.
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm still talking about those iconic ones that everybody knows that 700-800 people have them. I bet it's not John Lewis.
No, stage 4 pancreatic cancer being announced week of December.
I think it's huge, but I still
think
it's not one of those over and over and over again years, right?
Oh, not over and over again.
And where they build up.
The highest picks of this year, he'll definitely be up there.
Yeah, he's not exactly a household name.
That's what I'm trying to say. The household names are the ones that go on 700-800 people.
I'm sure the
that's
ghouls.
That's why Trebek's probably there.
The ghouls know that situation. But, you know, Trebek's situation is a lot more public.
Right, a lot more public.
They did start, you get New Jeopardy Monday, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I was under the impression the season was done.
What is semen?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
I was excited when
and this is a brand new one.
Busted.
Oh, they took just a 2-week hiatus?
Well, he didn't have much time.
Well, they reran that greatest of all time tournament.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
He's not.
Yeah, because end of the regular season, they still had crowds. So they had to be taping that like in March.
Right.
Has he taped his goodbye?
I don't know.
Surely
you'd
not.
Think he would want to do that in front of a crowd.
Yeah, but he didn't know the pandemic was happening.
Yeah,
like an if
he had a personal pandemic.
Right.
And if you're seeing this I'm dead video from Trebek.
I thought about that. I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking about the other day how depressing things are. Being a critical, diagnosed you're going to die is obviously horrible anytime. couldn't imagine. But now,
yeah,
you can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't be around family.
No.
And you're not, there's not going to be a funeral.
And you can't do things. Your funeral, you're dead anyway. But you can't do things. I mean, you can't travel. You can't hang out. Yeah. You can't
I
want to
go see the Yankees one more time.
Right. Yeah, you can't do the stuff. You know, the rest of us are waiting around until we can do that again.
Yeah, you can't finish your bucket list.
Right. Mm-mm. So when you think.
A lot of that's not on the table.
When you think you're bummed out, you're waiting at the house, think about somebody that's really fighting something.
Well, here's
don't affect me none.
Yeah, you want to go to a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
You're not 6 feet apart in the basket? Right.
Vanessa is sharing here.
All right. Butt stuff?
A condition called uterine didelphys? D-I-D-E-L-P-Y-S.
Diddlefys?
Diddlefys. Oh, come on. Don't say that.
You had me diddlefys.
What is it?
Close your face. Let that go. You don't want to go to Fist City.
Well,
just
that
let
means,
that go.
Was it diddlefist?
No.
It sounded like
what's it pronounced? How's it pronounced? The Delphus?
Get your finger on the button here.
Okay.
Diddle puss.
I can say that.
Oh.
that changes everything.
Right? I didn't bleep that button.
What happened? I was on the phone.
We're not talking about you, oddly enough.
Yeah. Oh. You're being diddled.
Well, the uterine diddle whatever is you have two vaginal openings.
Okay.
So four holes.
Okay.
She has four holes.
No waiting.
Three holes, no waiting.
And an extra.
Oh, that's right.
There's a fourth one.
Yeah, I wonder if are both active.
Well, you know, it's funny. Oh,
they could be.
Somebody posted a photo of a woman that had four legs. She was from the 30s. She was in a
traveling freak show.
But she grew to be like 59 years of age. Grew to be 59. She aged. And it shows her. I thought it was a fake photo. Because somebody tweeted out and made a little meme about this woman with four legs at her wedding day. And she basically has four legs sitting down there. Apparently she had two pelvises also. And that's why it created four legs.
But
she,
just
must,
the
she,
one,
must have, she must have ate her twin.
The one giant or
no,
two?
No, two giants.
Wow.
Two pelvises. She had five kids.
Or
two,
pelvi.
Two with one body, three with the other.
Wouldn't you want it just to come out of one side so just like that one's wrecked?
What?
I don't think you get a choice.
Maybe.
Keep one new?
I don't know, but I Googled it.
Unless you close one.
I Googled her
one
name.
One is restricted.
I Googled her name, and she's a real person. And she had like five kids. She died at 59. She was in a freak show in the 30s and 40s.
Three out of one vagina and two out of the other?
Yeah, apparently. I think it was five kids. Maybe three kids. Two out of the one out of the other. Right.
She's like half
a spider.
Good
point, though. You should save the one.
Yeah.
She married.
Keep it fresh.
She was really pretty. But it was really weird seeing a skirt with four legs coming out. I can't remember her name now. You know, it's probably it's in my history, my phone, because I had to Google that.
Yeah, she could entertain quite the gangbang.
Right,
yeah. I think she was.
Oh, Myrtle. Yeah.
Of course it was Myrtle.
Yeah,
Myrtle with all the holes.
Josephine Myrtle Corbin. Pretty sure it was Josephine.
Oh, Myrtle was her middle name, so that was probably grandma's name.
Yeah, Josephine Myrtle Corbin. Yeah.
She was featured on Tan Line Tuesday, I think.
She had four legs, you know, and two vajayjays, two pelvises. Good point, though. Take care, let one get wrecked for the kids and the other one for the husband.
Yeah.
We are the worst.
One for birth and one for fun.
That was Nick. We're the worst, though.
Well, if there's two.
No, I'm with you. But, you know, I'm too curious. I wanted to see what it looks like. And she's obviously dead now, and there's probably no photos, maybe medical photos.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I want to see what it looks like.
She wasn't on the 1930s version of Pornhub?
No, not at all, no.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit, the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The PodKit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo PodKit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.
All right, here's Vanessa with the four holes.
No waiting.
Hey.
First of all, how is that pronounced? Your condition.
So, both sides are active.
Oh, no, okay. Oh, it's one hole, two sides.
Yeah.
So got it. That's what I thought it was.
It's two holes.
Right.
But they're in the same...
same vagina.
So if you were to just... yeah, if I were to just spread my legs, you wouldn't know. You would have to actually...
look closely.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay. Like two doors that lead to the same hallway.
No, two hallways,
yeah,
one door.
Two hallways,
yeah, one door.
Okay.
Yeah, that other way around.
Yeah.
Got it.
One is smaller than the other. So.
Oh, is that the one your husband goes towards?
He tries.
He does. She said he does. Craig laughed at me. Craig thought I was being harsh, and I was, but yeah. she was cool about it.
Yes, I was right. But she's still very nice.
You don't have two separate uterus then, right?
Yes.
So you could have a baby on either side?
Yep. I could get pregnant. Well, not anymore because all the tubes are tied.
Got it.
Okay.
I could have been pregnant on one side and not pregnant on the other.
Were you ever?
No.
Okay. Never. No. You ever had kids because of that condition or just because you didn't want them?
No, I have two kids, but they both were planned, and I didn't get pregnant at the same time with both.
Got it. All right. Would they be considered twins if you had got pregnant on both sides and there was two separate eggs? I guess they would be fraternal.
I don't know. I never looked into that.
But I don't think that matters. You can have twins with just the one hole.
Yeah.
I know that. You're right. You're right, Todd.
Yeah, a lot of people have twins with just one hole.
Man, thank you.
So
thank you for sharing.
I hear three holes. No waiting. I say four.
Colleen's going to love that.
Yep. That's
great.
Man. All right.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing, Vanessa.
Day, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
I yell four. She is cool. Thanks for putting up with us. But she called.
Yeah, we blame her.
Yeah. She shared. And he does, by the way. Her husband, he does. Yeah, get the photo of a Myrtle and put it on their Facebook. It's pretty wild. And the Twitter.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and it's disturbing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The little legs hanging out between the big legs.
But show her as an adult. Show her as an adult.
Yeah, I think this is.
The adult one has four legs.
Yeah. But two of them are smaller than the other two.
Well, no, the one I got, I'll show you the photo, Puss.
This is, she was 16 here?
Yeah.
In this photo I'm looking at?
Well, I looked older because I'm not weird. I'll show you during the break. I got a photo with four. It looks like four fully formed legs.
Well, yeah, they are. But like I say, the inner two are just shorter.
It's like she's smuggling a munchkin.
Kind of.
Underneath her dress, right?
Yeah.
Last night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even though that doesn't sound sexy at all.
No, it doesn't. A lot of our last nights
sounds
don't.
Sounds like a lot of work. No, they don't.
A lot of our last nights don't.
No, they don't.
All right.
Oh, geez.
What else you got to take us out with, Craig?
Well, nothing really to take us
four
out.
Four holes waiting pretty much does it.
Yeah, nothing really to
four
help us out there at all. However, we are being told.
People are saying?
That, yeah. In a poll of 2,000 Americans, they found that the average American, and I don't know this American.
Oh, you don't want to know this American.
And that.
Okay.
The average American. No, I'm sure this person's very nice. This average American's very nice.
All right.
And, you know, we'd all love to meet them.
Are you being sarcastic? I can tell
you. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure we know lots of average Americans.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to be disappointed by whatever comes out of Craig's mouth next.
The average American has made six new friends. as a result of attending virtual gatherings during the quarantine.
Oh, God, no.
That's good.
I thought it was going to be about diabetes.
Yeah. So did I.
I'm not going to meet a new friend on virtual.
I mean, no.
I've done it once with friends of mine who were really good friends, and that was fun, but I'm not going to do it with strangers.
I still have
fun. Now, I'm not home by myself either. I get if you're single and you're stuck in your apartment.
And you can't go anywhere.
Yes, this might happen, right?
I understand why you'd want to do a Zoom happy hour and one
with
of your
people
friends
you know.
Brings in some people that you may not know and you become friends with them. No. I can see that happening.
No.
People are also reconnecting with an average of six people that they'd lost touch with in the past.
I can see that.
7 in 10.
I haven't done that, but
7 in 10 have recently connected with people that they haven't talked to in over a year.
I've reached out to some people that I don't think are going to call me back. Like, if you're not coming back during this, I don't think you're ever going to.
That's true.
If you're not leaving your house, there's still not time to, like, you know, return a call. Or I guess, you know.
Yeah, I find myself.
Nice
Nick who?
Right. Communicating with more, former colleagues, guys who are in the business.
Well, you got nobody in the house except for your wife.
And how they're handling it.
Right.
44% are reconnecting with friends from high school, 36% reconnecting with friends from childhood.
I guess. big negatory on all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a correction to make. I said yesterday that none of my friends listened to the show.
Yeah, you did. Or your family.
All of your friends. Listen to the show.
No, not all of them.
A good portion of your friends.
Well, my family listens.
And your family listens. Yeah. My family does not listen, but I do have a friend out in western Nebraska who listens.
Oh, he does.
Oh, good.
He listens.
Yeah, he's the only one.
But he was a listener before he was your friend.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
He's your only friend, or he's the only friend who listens?
Only friend who listens.
Yes.
That I know of.
I think,
one of my only friends.
I think I know another buddy of yours who lives out in Colorado. He podcasts.
He'll
text me every now and again when we say something.
Yeah, but I didn't hear from that guy.
Two's pretty good.
He wasn't listening yesterday.
He might be a day or two behind.
What about your sister? How come she doesn't listen?
She would be mortified by most
to this
everything
day?
That
to
comes
this
out
day?
Of our mouth.
Like four holes?
Yeah. Four!
And we'll talk to her about it later.
Yeah. She flips out when I smoke weed.
I know.
What do you think?
I know.
Oh, look at you.
What do you think? How do you think she's going to react to this show?
Bet she butt stuff. We know how she reacts to that, right?
Woohoo! She loves it.
See, that's why she doesn't listen.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.